Log Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. And as the song says, we're unlearning toxicity. So we'll begin this broadcast, as we do all of our broadcasts, with what I call a prayerful meditation. And this prayerful meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the hurry and worry, the anger, and all of the little things that we get caught up in the course of a moment, which takes over the course of our lives. The idea of this broadcast is to bring you back into focus, that you were born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. All that you have, you brought into the world. And so we honor that in this prayerful meditation by allowing you to be, allowing the freedom that you were born with to come through. The idea of peace in your life, the idea of comfort, the idea of knowing that you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. I ask now that all of you that can, close your eyes very softly and begin to breathe in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. As you listen to the words in this prayerful meditation of being, that beingness that is within all of us, I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. in this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values, and it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google. By typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Love Talk Radio. I further recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. Now, the Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. It's not tied to thou shalt not, thou shalt do, and all of the other things that we confuse spirituality with. This is about spiritual freedom. And the intent of the Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. That's where the freedom is. You defining God for you, not using the definition of others. What I know is through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Not outside, but within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always like to share a few short insights with you about the intent of the broadcast and to invite you to work from the inside out. What I know is this, We have come to this life not as victims. We are born whole, perfect, and complete. We are born with everything that we will ever need for the journey. As an Enlightenism teacher and a consciousness practitioner, it's very important to me. It means so much to me to claim who I am in this life and to claim that in my conversations, in my beingness, not so much to blurt out, I am a consciousness practitioner, I am an Enlightenism teacher. No. What I mean is that the activity of my beingness shows up. Who am I aware of being? One of the things I know, that the work that I do and the work that I talk about on this broadcast is not just talk, it is actually work. It is understanding my awareness of being. When I am doing something that I'm not really comfortable with, to understand that as my awareness of being at that moment. And knowing that within my awareness of being, when I come back to the understanding that I have everything that I will ever need for the journey, I don't need to panic because I didn't do something in that moment that was not from the awareness of being that I desired it to be. How we learn about who we are is in those moments when we are confused, when we are angry, when we don't really know what is going on in our life. That is a time to remember that you were born with everything that you will ever need for the journey. No one from outside of you is going to give it to you or give you anything. The consciousness is within. And on this broadcast, we understand that to move into a new way to think and live, you must be willing to do the work. You must be willing to be uncomfortable in your own beingness. And you must understand that there is a way out of that. And the way out of that is through clarity, is through your awareness of being and understand who you are aware of being. When you are making a cake, changing a tire, going to the doctor, speaking with family, talking to your children, understanding your awareness of being in every moment of your beingness. The idea of the prayerful meditation is to build a passage to the higher consciousness that we are all born with. Enlightenism is a lifestyle change. The Enlightenism lifestyle is a new way to think and live in every area of your life. Enlightenism lets you know through self-discovery who you are aware of being. And when we take that, when we make that commitment, from the first step in the Enlightenism process, it comes from the first principle of Enlightenism that states, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Not my mother, not my father, not a guardian, but I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. You brought them into your life. You brought them into your life. What I know is that you cannot change or heal anything if you don't realize who you are aware of being. The second principle directs you to the opening and self-discovery. It states, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. The third principle states, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. So whenever you're feeling a little uncomfortable in a situation, understand you have the power to change your beliefs and values. Those beliefs and values that we accepted and were given to us by others, they don't belong to us. We just accepted them. When enlightenism, you are claiming the whole self, the entire self, not a part of the self, not just the part that you like, but the part that brings the discomfort, the part that brings the disease in the body. You are not at ease with yourself in certain situations. You have to discover what you are believing, what you are valuing that has you in that place, and then understand that you have the power to change your beliefs and values. Enlightenism is where you come to know a new place to think and live. It is where you learn a new way to speak, a new way to live, a new way to eat, a new way to think, a new way to talk. And you don't have to walk in and tell someone who you are. Your awareness of being shows through. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to overcome your dependency on others to define God for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within you. Living in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. We don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcasts live or on playback on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our books, Enlightenism, The New African-American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Life. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African-American consciousness and spiritual awareness. And now, I give you the Enlightenism prophet, speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for that wonderful, wonderful presentation and insights on clearing up for all of us. Meditation that you did today is a pathway to the consciousness of truth within.
Absolutely.
It opens us up, a path. It's a pathway.
It's
and
a
as
pathway.
You said, enlightenism is a lifestyle change.
It definitely is.
You know, from the one, it's a change from what we have been doing, letting go. And then as you begin to change lifestyle, you begin to wonder, who am I in this new lifestyle? Who was this terrible person? And we start making judgments about who we were, you know. So how was I able to live the way I was living? You know?
Right. How was I able to live like that? How was I able to say
that?
That's
right.
Things?
All of that pain.
Yes.
All of that pain. That's a great, great, great insight you share left with us today and shared with us today. So thank you very much. Very good insight.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Sister Carolyn. Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights to get us started here. I'm Brother Malcolm with you on the Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. This is Spiritual Freedom Broadcast that we're doing online for those of you who don't get a chance to go to a church or a synagogue or somewhere. You can stop by here with us and get a taste of enlightenism, a new spiritual philosophy for discovering the greater power of God within. We share insights on how to overcome your spiritual beliefs of the past. Our message is clear. The consciousness of truth exists in the present moment. You must discover within you. That's pretty simple. Sister Carolyn outlined the four principles of enlightenism, which we use as a guide on our work on the path to the consciousness. You need something different than what we had before. The consciousness of truth is in the world today. It's always in the present moment. The present moment is where we find God. God doesn't live in the past, and we shouldn't either. See, God doesn't live in the past. Why we want to live in the past? Don't look back, because you'd be like what they said in the scripture, biblical scripture. You'd be like Lot's wife. You turn to salt. Salt is bitter. There's nothing in the past. And in order to get the lifestyle change, Sister Carolyn was talking about, you have to let go of the past. You have to let go of it. The great blog, powerful blog, thought-provoking blog, letting go of our dependency on the past. Letting go of our dependency on the past means letting go of others' beliefs and values that we heard about. It's a powerful blog. You can read it on Google. Just go to Google Blogger. Say, Brother Malcolm, what's enlightenment of insights? Quote, this is from the blog. Taking it out of context, this is a quote from the blog. Quote, when we understand the immutable truth that the consciousness within is the greater power, we can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependency on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness of truth. The light is the source of self-acquired intuitive knowledge. The self-acquired intuitive knowledge of the consciousness of truth is all the power and clarity we need to free our minds of illusions. The consciousness of truth illumines our minds with enlightenment, clears the mind for us to see what's victimizing us. When we see the illusion, try to lead us from the consciousness of truth and back into toxicity. We can see that. That's the end of the quotation. Great blog. I would encourage all of you to read the blog. And if you benefit from it, if you find it beneficial and helpful to you in doing the work of understanding what's victimizing you in your life, share it with as many people as you can and become a subscriber to it. If you read it, we'd like for you to subscribe to it, to follow it. It's free. When you think about a pathway to the consciousness of truth, it means you have to change the one that you're on. What I understand about having been born and raised in the United States of America, one of the things that's very prevalent in the society, we like the idea of freedom, but dislike what we must do to express the idea. We talk a lot about freedom. Oh, people do it all the time. It means that we have not experienced freedom. We have an idea of it. And in our case, we created a modified idea. It's like going from England or to the government of England, Parliament, to a constitutional republic. That is considered freedom. That is the freedom that we're dealing with now, dealing with the idea of freedom. Why would they also deal with the idea of God without having experienced God? That's a major difference. It means you heard about it, but you have not yet discovered it for yourself. And when you discover for yourself that you have been living in a makeshift, illusory world, that you now see and understand that you are greater than the beliefs that others taught you about who you are. You're greater. But it's like letting go of the past. It's like Lot's walking and his wife walking to freedom, but she turns around and misses the past. I want to go back. I want to go back into the past. I want to go back into memories of the past. We cannot accept or understand in the toxic world, in the illusory world, that time is continuous. It never stands still. It's just like the earth, this planet we're living on. It's never still. It's always in motion. We just don't pay any attention to it because we have decided that a name that we manufacture called gravity is holding us here. We just made that up, by the way, to try to understand why we're not falling off into space. Just moving, but you don't feel it. You're moving into victimization, but you don't feel it. We don't notice things as they are happening to us. We notice things after they've happened. And we try to recall, why did I act this way? Why did I do certain things? I had a conversation with Sister Carolyn before I came on the broadcast, before we came on the broadcast. We're talking about enlightenism being similar to a monk's work. It meaning it's more monistic, so that we are dealing with, in the enlightenism world, you're dealing with isolation, a one-on-one working with the consciousness of truth. And the more you become acclimated to working one-on-one in the consciousness of truth, the less that you are willing to engage in the toxicity that you have left behind. So you just don't want to be bothered with it. And in the case of the monks, so I have been told, and from others and friends that I, as a monk, that are monks, is that you go away into yourself to become one. And the more you work in yourself, the more you free yourself of the attachments of the world. The more you go from the idea of freedom, of power and clarity, to the expression of power and clarity, then you become like a monk. And the monks discover that at some point we come to the understanding that there is no single entity of one in our forms. We are never alone. There are people in the world. Some people have calculated as 8 billion people or more that's living on this planet. So we're not alone. So that means we cannot achieve enlightenment, the power and clarity of freedom in a vacuum, in a void. We are in the world. And people that live in the world and born into the world are dealing with the same issues that we dealt with and became dissatisfied with and decided to get on a different path. And the different path was the inner mind path. We decided not to go into the traditional changes of the path where all roads lead back to the illusion. See, in toxicity, all roads lead back to the past. All roads lead to the past. Everything that you've ever heard of leads back to the past, including God. You're not searching for God in the present. You have the idea of God that you heard from other people. And so when you pray and do things, you are connecting yourself to the past. And that somehow God is separated from you by time, by distance, by space. And what we're doing with Enlightenism is changing that lifestyle so that the greater power of God is expressed in us as the consciousness of truth, and it's in the present moment. And the consciousness of truth is all we need for power and clarity. And we do not have to depend on anyone to tell us about the consciousness of truth. We can discover it on our own. We do not need interpreters. We do not need people to tell us that they represent something. See, I'm not saying to you that I represent your consciousness of truth. I am saying I'm representing the consciousness of truth in myself, in me. I'm not talking about representing you. I cannot represent you in your relationship with the consciousness of truth if you've never discovered it for yourself and you've never experienced it for yourself. Then what I am talking about comes to you as an idea. That's what we, in toxicity, when you're in toxicity, that's what how things come to us. It's ideas or concepts. Things that we don't really know yet, but we can imagine. So God became an imagination that were created by people in the past. This is an imagination. Moses imagined what he was talking about. So became his imagination. Then his imagination became the model for all of us to rally around in the past. So now we are stuck in Moses' mindset and others that followed him for our own clarity and our own understanding about the greater power of God. And the greater power of God is in you. However you're acting today, however, if you're a victim, if you're racist, if you're a victim, if you're powerless, if you desire freedom, if you're addicted to toxicity, both mentally and physically, your consciousness of truth is in you. But you haven't discovered it. You're not living in that consciousness. You're living in another world. So you have to ask yourself today, if the conscience of truth cannot get through to you, then Brother Malcolm, how do you think you're going to get through? How do I think that I am going to reach people in toxicity, in pain today, pain of the mind, pain of the body, having resigned themselves to live in a toxic, illusory world? Now, how can Enlightenism reach someone who is ignoring the power within? Reach someone because there is a conscious truth in the person that is one with the conscious of truth that's in me. And the conscious of truth in me talks to the one in you. Now, if you are willing to listen to the power in you, and you're willing to ignore it because you don't desire to believe that it exists, you think you're going to have freedom in the political process. He says somebody is going to make it better for you, because that's the idea. So the idea, someone said, this is the idea of freedom. This is the best freedom in the world. We have created all kinds of weapons to defend our freedom. We are free. People said free. Land, free. Home and the brave. And all of these types of words that we use to magnify our confusion about freedom and the power of within. Then you see people become teary-eyed. And now you have a group of people that look like me, and anyone thinks that the consciousness of truth or God could exist in me in a purity and a clarity as it did in Moses or Paul or Jesus or Buddha or Krishna or anyone else. And that's why I'm in this form. You won't believe it. You're looking for it in another form. You're looking for it in the way that the idea of the way it should present itself to you. And so it goes right past you. You cannot believe that someone that looks like me can have power and clarity to overcome the idea of freedom that someone else created for me to live by and create a new way to think and live. And even the people of all definitions, human definitions of race and color and all these other little games that people play on this planet in trying to find out who they are, who we are, and how we separate each other, that all of this confusion, the absence of power and clarity, is confusion about who you are. You can read the scriptures. You can read all of the books of the world. You can cry. You can pray. But you cannot access the consciousness of truth and discover it for yourself unless you go within yourself and let go of everything that you have learned from others, and become like a blank consciousness. Let go of the toxic beliefs and values so that you can discover this great power that I am talking to you about. I'm talking to you about possess, but you think it's in the past. And you think the more, you know, the more you quote it, the more you read it, the closer you're going to get to it. So you're like the person the read the biblical scriptures from the beginning to the end and said, then some person said they read it three times. And they were still victims, still in pain. That's not where you're going to find the consciousness of truth. It's in you. It's not in all these other books and so forth. It's not in Plato. It's not in Aristotle, Socrates, all these people you read about. It's not there. You cannot find it there. You can search for the rest of your life, and you won't find what I'm talking about. You have to let go of your awareness of being a victim of someone else's beliefs and values, a victim of living, depending on the past to live in the future, depending on the ideas that people told you about God or Jesus or anyone else. You don't know them until you discover it for yourself. Then you understand exactly that you need not ask anything of another person. When you achieve power and clarity I am talking to you about today, all of your questions of another person are gone. they're gone. And I think it was quoted by someone that said that. I think Jesus said it. If you ever can look upon my consciousness, you'll ask nothing of me because you will be at the level of awareness that I am. But as long as he's elevated to a higher awareness than you are, and the elevation comes from you denigrating your own power to elevate his power to be greater than you, that you have questions. There's no discrimination. Discrimination comes from discrimination comes from illusions, folks. There's no discrimination in the consciousness of truth. You see very clearly the silliness of life that you have lived and understand that you can do something about it. Just remember, as I close today, we like the idea of freedom, but we dislike what we must do to express freedom, or idea, to express the idea within. God doesn't live in the past, and we shouldn't. Don't look back into the past for God. Look within the consciousness of truth, and you will discover the power and clarity you need to overcome the pain and confusion in your life. I'm Brother Malcolm. Thank you for stopping by and joining us on the broadcast. Sister Carolyn and I will be back on the air with you tomorrow, 12 p.m. I encourage all of you to go and read some of the information. Don't try to make it as a crush, but just understand, it's a guide. It's something. It's a stimulant to get you to go within yourself and to trust yourself. It's a hand. It's a cup of water, metaphorically, to someone that is thirsty, to say, I am greater than the I that I created. Close us out, and we will be back with you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Okay, here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.